Hello, gorgeous. This is Julie Norman, the body image guru, creator of Body Karma Healing. Change your body image, change the world. And this is a meditation for Swadhisthana, the second chakra. We're journeying up through the subtle body, our energy body, which we must become aware of, embrace, explore, and allow to know peace in our physical body and to be empowered to manifest our dreams and contribute to healing this sacred planet. Take the next 15 minutes with me to become still. In an option or two of postures, you can take Sukhasana, a comfortable seated posture, as recommended for the first chakra meditation and most meditation. Or for chakra two, you can set yourself up in a restorative version of child's pose, kneeling, knees wide, tips of the toes touching, and bowing forward to the earth, resting your forehead to the ground or lying over some pillows, arms extending gently or around your sides. Or Supta Baddha Konasana, reclined bound angle, from seated with your feet together at the soles, creating that diamond with your legs, lie back over some rolled blankets or pillows, propping up the outside of the knees if the groin is tight. Whatever the case, work into a posture now. As you do so, I want to share with you that I am sitting next to a flowing stream. You can hear the sound of the water over a tiny little waterfall connecting to a collection of rocks. So from Muladhara, the first chakra, earth element, we're coming now into Swadhisthana, the second chakra, and the water element. From grounding into the earth, into the physical body, into flowing, into the realm of emotions, creativity, intuition, into sexuality and sensuality, into really feeling life. And this is where most of us get stuck. Here we are in a body as a sacred soul, and we have a challenging journey ahead. And we don't like the fact that we're going to feel not just joy, but we're going to feel pain. We're going to feel lots of emotions. Yoga teaches us how to ground and feel safe in the body and allow these energies to move. Emotions are simply energy. They inform us. They get trapped in the body if we're trying to control out of our fear, which is why you need to keep coming down into the body, keep coming down into the root chakra, getting grounded, feeling safe, knowing your survival basic needs are met. But now we're going to move up into the realm of the Divine Mother, from Mother Earth up into Shakti. Shakti means the divine feminine, creative life force. We create from here. So as you settle into your pose, start breathing deep, taking that breath down into the pelvic bowl. So up from the legs and feet of chakra one, into the low belly, the low back, the hips, deep into the womb, the uterus, the ovaries, the bladder, the large intestines. Take the breath down into this region and imagine a vast body of water. Really see it. Breathe deep. and create your yantra, your image of the sacred waters of Swadhisthana. Swadhisthana means one's own home, one's place in the world. In your image, see yourself, your whole body. If it's comfortable for you, that image could be of you naked. You could also make that image of you as a child, going into the water bravely, without any fear. Going into the waters of life, free of guilt. Breathe and work with that image a little bit more here. The water is nurturing. The water is safe. Breathe through any fear that comes up, moving the breath past your pelvis, down into your legs, reconnecting to Mother Earth. She's always there to love and accept you unconditionally and to protect you and guide you in this journey. And then bring yourself back to your image, starting to swim now in this vast, nurturing, fluid environment. Breathe into what you feel when you connect with the element of water. Breathe into what you feel as you connect to this region of your body. In our culture, we're always trying to thin down the hips. We're afraid of love handles, muffin tops. We want to get rid of that lower belly, even grabbing it and abusing our bodies. What we are trying to get rid of are our emotions, because for centuries, for millennia, Shakti, the divine feminine creative life force, has been feared and contained. We say we feel fine when we don't, because we're afraid of losing love and approval. The same as we're afraid of losing love and approval if our bodies don't look the way we think they should or we're told they should. Swim deeper, my child. Let yourself play. We are here on this sacred earth to dance. We are here to swim and frolic and play, to enjoy ourselves. And so often when we experience pleasure, sexual pleasure in this region of the body, pleasure from eating delicious, nourishing food, or food that isn't so nourishing by the health guru standards, but brings you joy in that moment, sharing a piece of cheesecake with a friend or a piece of dark chocolate by yourself at night. You're allowed to taste the fullness of life. You're allowed to dive deep into your passions, into your dreams, to create fearlessly and change it. Change it for yourself. Change it for every little girl in the world. Let's create that world where there is no guilt about feeling good. Take your hands to your lower belly, connecting even deeper to this vital energy center. Watch the thoughts. Watch the emotions that arise as you touch your belly and start to rub gently with both hands, making some circles that go down to your pubic bone and up above your belly button just a tad. just circling. Go in whatever direction calls to you. Trust your experience. And attend to whatever's been trapped here, whatever you're afraid to let rise up through to the heart and be expressed. Know that you are safe and supported on this journey, that the time has come in this age of humans to be free of inherited guilt for expressing who we are, for manifesting the life of our dreams, for enjoying ourselves with reckless abandon. As you continue to gently connect with your belly, your hips, your low back, create now a beautiful, glowing, vibrant ball of luminous orange light energy. See it fill up that entire space, the pelvis. See it expand beyond your body, shining out into the world. Pull some of this light out of your belly. Lift your hands away from your belly and hold this ball of light over the lower body and see it turn into a magnificent hibiscus flower. See it blossoming. This is a symbol of your greatest dream for your life. Bring it to the light. Let it be seen by your sacred heart. Imagine it being seen by the rest of the world. Let the possibilities dance in your mind. Imagine what it would feel like to see your dream manifest. How would you feel in your body? How would you celebrate? How would you be full? Let this return now to your body. Rest your hands in stillness at Swadhisthana. And chant with me, or simply listen to the vibration. It's your journey, your practice, but I encourage you to use your voice. Chant with me the Bija seed mantra for the second chakra. First chakra is Lam. Second chakra is Vam, V-A-M. And we'll chant it three times, like we do the sound of Om, all creation. Taking a nice deep breath in, filling up through the lower belly, into your hands. Again. Once more. Va. breathe deep with the resonance of the mantra. And adding in the full mantra for Swadhisthana, evoking and empowering Shakti, the divine mother, the divine feminine creative life force. You are powering up, my friend, to create the life you want, to heal yourself, to heal the sacred earth. Jump in with me. We'll do 8 rounds of Adi Shakti. Let's begin. Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo, Namo, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Namo, Namo, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Namo, Namo, Kundalini, Mata Shakti, Mata Shakti, Namo Namo, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo Namo, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Namo Namo, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Namo Namo, Kundalini, Mata Shakti, Mata Shakti, Namo Namo, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo Namo, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Namo Namo, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Namo Namo, Kundalini, Mata Shakti, Mata Shakti, Namo Namo, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo Namo, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Namo Namo, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Namo Namo, Kundalini, Mata Shakti, Mata Shakti, Namo Namo, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo Namo, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Namo Namo, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Namo Namo, Kundalini, Mata Shakti, Mata Shakti, Namo Namo, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo Namo, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Namo Namo, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Namo Namo, Kundalini, Mata Shakti, Mata Shakti, Namo Namo, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo Namo, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Namo Namo, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Namo Namo, Kundalini, Mata Shakti, Mata Shakti, Namo Namo, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo Namo, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Shakti, Namo Namo, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Pritam Bhagavati, Namo Namo, Kundalini, Mata Shakti, Mata Shakti, Namo Namo. Again, simply allow the vibrations to be with you. Continue resting here as we close. You are a sacred light child. You are love. Om Shanti. Shanti Shanti. We are peace. Peace, peace. Namaste, soul sister.